Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on
what's
the
up,
trees
what's
are
up, everybody?
Falling.
Welcome aboard. The sound show of Todd Bob Horowitz. You know, we got records. Records are made to be broken, and we're breaking them every day. It is just an amazing, amazing run. And, you know, I don't call tops or bottoms, but if I were going to call one, this would be about it. All right. I mean, the euphoria is just ridiculous. The cheerleading and the push up in the markets has been something that, I mean, I've seen before, but it's almost a repeat, a rerun of the housing bubble. It's almost a rerun of the 90s and the internet bubble. And again, this is an issue when people decide that there's no longer any risk. There's no longer anything to worry about. That all they have to do is buy, they end up getting it stuck up their, you know what. You know, again, this is not a new story. This is not a new market, okay? This time is not different. Even though you hear these idiots on air talking about, well, it's different this time. It's different, why? Because Trump is going to do a tax cut, maybe. It's different this time because we're going to change some of the regulations. It's never different. That's the point. You have to get to that point and understand that it's never different. Now, I am not advising anybody to jump out of what they own. All I'm saying is be careful. There is going to be a correction. There is no way about it. It's like anything else in life. Every day is not perfect. Okay? We'd like it to be, but it just isn't that way. And there's going to be a sell-off. There's going to be a correction. There's going to be a panic, and there's going to be a puke. Now, you know, again, who knows when? I mean, I would be willing to, certainly, I'd be willing to say this is pretty close and pretty near the end of this run. Now, again, we know that the markets are going to go up eventually again. So for someone to call for 30,000 from 10 years from now, oh, gee, what a shock. If we just do the simple math, that the markets go up 9%. On average, year over year, you know, they don't go every year over 9%, but they average 9%. So let's see, we're at 20,000. So we go to 21, you know, 20. Then we go from 20 to 22. And then from 22 to 24. And then from 24 to 30, I mean, to 27. So in 4 years, the markets could be at 30,000. I mean, gee, what a shock. I mean, do they think we're that dumb? You know, it's an amazing factor of how the math works. It's just, so it's not such an outlandish call. Again, you know, the stock market itself goes up all the time because companies are in business, they make money, you buy stock at them, and the markets continue to go. It's one of the greatest investment vehicles in history. But again, no investment ever goes without some sort of sell-off or retracement. And again, this is not different. We're going to see. There'll be a reason. What the reason is, we don't know yet, but there will be a reason given that markets will go and sell off. And there'll be a reason, whatever that reason will be. But you know that there's a certain thing that they call valuations. And the valuations are A, pricing in perfection, okay? And we know that it's not going to be perfect, okay? So if we continue to think that everything is going to change all of a sudden, do you think there are not skeletons in this rally closet? Do you think there aren't some overextended investors in here that have you know, stepped out and put on a little bit too much of a position. You know, we're seeing this play out right now in the S&P from the upside. You know, a trader who is always short, what they call short premium, who is almost single-handedly driving the markets higher because they have, they're forced to cover because of what's going on. So do we think that actually that we're in a new age? Are we in a new land? Maybe we're on Pluto, okay? And there is no more market sell-offs. Of course, then how do people take profits? You know, we get so backwards when we start to listen to these idiotic economists that have literally no clue as to what is going to happen next. You know, when you sit in the glass palace or the glass towers, and you've never experienced real life, you know, real heartache, real tough stuff in your life. You know, if you've never, you know, gone to the brink, okay, and you know, most people have at some point or another, then you have no idea of what can happen, and that is. What we have right now is we have a bunch of, you know, goofy economists that have never been there. What the hell would they know? Look, should you depend your future on somebody who cannot call a recession or a problem until later down in years? And they go back and they say, oh, yeah, that was a recession. Are we really at this point that we're going to continue to listen to the people, the very people that have dragged us into the mess that we are in right now? Because they can't identify that they are creating bubbles. So, you know, if you think that this is not a bubble, well, I would ask you and suggest and urge you to think again. Now, again, it will resolve itself. It always does. I mean, we still have good companies. There's still good places to invest. But to jump in haphazardly and just keep buying because, well, the market's never going down again, that's going to be a mistake. The other mistake is that people are buying stocks with money they don't have, which they can't afford, and they're using margin. You know, leverage is a good tool if it is used properly. It is not a good tool if it's used by you who do not have enough money to cover the leverage. You know, it's like borrowing money from a bank. You know, when you borrow, or forget about that, let's use a credit card. Now, if you charge on a credit card, you should be able to know that you're going to be able to pay that bill in 30 days or whenever it's due. Instead of hoping that you'll get there, because then you get caught up in the interest rates and you get caught up in the usury rates and you get caught up in all the trap and crap of what it's all about. And you know these guys want to trap you in. So it's a big moneymaker for them. But we're going to talk about more of this when we come back from the break. This is The Bubba Show. I am, of course, Todd Bubba Horowitz, angry today. And you can go to libertytalk.fm, the only place you need to go for all of your content, and download The Bubba Show every day. You can download The Sporting Edge on the weekends and our brand new video series, which is Bubba's Bottom Line, which I do once or twice a week, and I post that up at bubbatrading.com. I urge you to check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be back after the break with more of The Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz. The Bubba Show, always looking to try to serve and to help you, my listeners. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and here we are again. And of course, we talked about, we continue to make record highs and nobody cares. But again, I was getting into the lending philosophy and the borrowing philosophy of the average person. And and the way that you are trapped in, you know, you get, if you have a credit card, most of you get the, what they call the courtesy checks. Okay. And a lot of time they drive you in on, all right, come on in. You get that 0% financing and you don't have to pay it back till March of 2018. So you got 13 months to pay it back. But if you don't pay it back, the interest of 24% or whatever usury rate they're using goes back and it starts from day one. And there indeed is where you end up, as they say, in the crapper, because you are now underwater so much that you can't get out. You've leveraged something you didn't have on the hopes that it would show up. It's no difference of the stores with their 90-day same as cash. All right? It's no different than the auto dealers giving you cars. Why do you think we have so much, so many repos now? Why do you think auto is in so much trouble right now with their bad loans that are getting picked up? So if you start, when you use your credit card to pay for something, you should not be buying that item unless you have the money and know that you'll be able to pay it when the bill comes due. Otherwise, you will never get out. All right, you're not on the same plane as the big lenders or the big borrowers that pay no interest. You know, they pay 2, 3%, 4%, whatever they pay. You are going to have to pay a gigantic, almost considered usury rates. Why do you think there's so many of these cars, title loan, cash stores that show up? Because they can legally charge you an illegal rate of interest, usury. Because the way that it's focused, it's not a long-term net loan. It's a short-term in which you're charging exorbitant fees. The courtesy checks. If you write a courtesy check, they charge you a fee to write that check. So if you, let's say you borrow $5,000, they charge you $250. Okay. Well, they already charge you 5% up front. So is it, are you getting a zero check? No, you're paying 5%. Plus, if you default or don't pay on time, you're paying more. This is the issue. This is the misleading things that we get from our vendors and suppliers. And this is how they trap you in, because they make it so appetizing. So now you're reading and you're saying, oh, the economy is much better. Well, I still don't have a job, but I'm going to get one. So I'm going to go out and spend some more money. And of course, you end up overspending and overleveraging. Now, what's happened? Well, you also, on the way by, you borrow a little bit of money to margin yourself up in the stock market. And now these bills start coming due. And you got to force, you're forced to start selling some of your stock because you're over leveraged and you're losing at a faster rate than the market would be going down at, because you are leveraged to a spot. This is the issue and the problem that has continually been the downfall of the middle class America, because we continue to borrow money we can't pay back. Now, again, I'm not saying that you have to have it all in the bank, but you should be know that you are going to borrow money that is going to be at a higher risk. Okay? If you're going to borrow money, it's going to be at a higher risk. You better know that you'll be able to pay that back on time. Because if you can't pay it back on time, you are going to get your eyeballs ripped out. Because the fees and the interest starts to multiply. It's almost like borrowing from money. What, I can't even think of the guy's name. Now I'm losing my mind. A loan shark. Okay? They don't have any forgiveness either. So what have you done? You've now screwed up your credit. You screwed up everything. And now you got to depend on these subprime, these lenders that try to bring you in with introductory rates, and they end up ripping your eyes out. You know, you think of those peer-to-peer lenders. I'm not going to mention names, but I think you know who they are. They advertise every day. They're trying to drag you in, and they make those big statements about how great the interest rate is that you can get. And yet, by the time they get to you, your interest rate's 12, 15%. And you need the money, you take it. But why do you think the business model of those is so popular because they're making such a huge return, they can afford to finance it all. All right? That's the issue. Nothing else is the problem. It's a dollar and cents production. And again, when you're being marketed to borrow money, do you think they're marketing to you to give you money for free that they're not going to make any money on? No. Those people have the ideas that they are going to make a lot of money because they know that A, their interest rate is higher to begin with. B, many of us will not be able to make the payments on time. So we will have to then pay higher rates and that interest clock ticks from the beginning. So where are we when it's all said and done? We're in a heaping mess. And again, that becomes what I think is the bigger issue that we don't talk about, that nobody talks about, that puts you into that position that says, uh-oh, Sparky, that's a problem. And of course, it is a problem. And the problem is always the same. It comes back down to money. How are you going to get it? How are you going to raise it? And how are you going to pay it back? And that's where I think we make a dramatic mistake, which is, again, leads back to why I believe that the stock market is very near the top. Now, again, I'm not going to predict that the end is in. I'm just saying that, you know, you have to weigh the probability of what can happen and what will happen and put yourself to be prepared for what could happen. Because, again, preparation, having a plan, will prevent you from having these disastrous endings that show you where you really get drilled. Because when you borrow, you know, say $10,000, $5,000, and now you end up paying 20%. You had trouble paying the five back. How are you going to pay back the five plus 20? So in other words, you can never get up. And that is the plan of the credit card companies. That is the plan of all of these big places that, again, their job is to get you to pay. And their job is to get you to continue to pay. And, of course, you hear all these ads of these companies that can help you reduce your credit card debt. All they're doing is stretching out payments. But you get the fortune of paying them a fee. And you get to pay your payments back, so you're not getting a bargain. You're just stretching out payments. You know, banks love, as long as you're paying, they don't really care. They're not going to get in the way. They want you to pay. And if you can't pay the first loan back, they'll rework it, lower the payment, and just lengthen the time so you'll pay the second loan back. This is not a new story. This is one of the oldest history stories in the book. Okay, we'll call it the big scam. And get somebody hooked, get them loaded up on dope or on money in this case, make them keep paying for it, and they'll keep paying and paying and paying, and before they know it, they paid back five times what they borrowed. All right, so again, I urge you again to understand and to think about that, and the next time you go to put a big charge on your credit card that you may not be able to pay back, maybe you ought to think about that before you get yourself in deeper. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, LibertyTalk.fm is my station. And that's where you can download The Bubba Show as well as all the content you ever need. Also, The Sporting Edge is there for you. And, then of course, that is now hosted by Xander. And my brand new Bubba's Bottom Line video, which is done weekly or biweekly, is posted for you directly at BubbaTrading.com. Go check it out. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to step out here. We'll be back after the break with more to educate you, my friends. We'll be right back after the break. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And I just wanted to kind of finish up. We did a little training yesterday, and we had just a little bit left. So I wanted to go ahead and finish with that, and we'll get back to you. We'll be here. Here we go.
Around. Doesn't work out well in the long run. Okay? So remember that all charts are the same, that you're looking to, first to identify a potential trend. And if you don't have a trend, then you're in consolidation. So what you're looking for is you're looking for the markets to break out of a consolidation level. Either way, breakout can be up or down. Here's wheat, consolidated, broke to the upside, and then actually blew off on Thursday. That was the whole pattern, which was an easy indication that you might have wanted to have been a seller there on Thursday. Now, again, we don't look to sell the top. We don't look to buy the bottom. We look to get with momentum. Now, you would certainly expect from this chart that 440 would probably create a potential bounce. Why? Because this was the end of this breakout here, the initial. And if that fails, you're probably looking down around 430. But in the meantime, I expect this trend to continue higher. I expect it to continue working. And until it doesn't, I'll be continuing to play it that way. Because there's no reason for me to try to pick when the overall trend is over. My job is to try to make money off it, which is your job, is either to protect or to make money. And that's all we're here for. Doesn't matter the medium. So you might as well use the tools, which is really back to price and time. Okay. Again, I'm all for you. We're on the same team. And that's why I wanted to share this with you today is, you know, let's not get caught up in other things. You know, you could, because you'll hear them, they're talking about oil. You know, it's going up, it's going to go up, it's going to go up. In the meantime, ever since OPEC, it hasn't gone anywhere. It's been stuck in this range. In fact, it's peaked and it's continuing to start to trend lower with inside here. Okay? So again, I'm looking to be a seller. I'm a seller of oil. I sold today at 54. It is open, it's trading right now. Not, that's no bargain, I mean, but I'm sure I'm already short. But and the point is that we're looking for opportunities to continue to continue. And if it stops at 52 going down, then we'll look to recover and re-enter. But where our hope is that it would break through the 52 level. But we know that that's the next real spot that should hold up the support level. Just like we know in cattle that we probably should stop here about 115 or 116 going up. And the next downside, if it breaks through 112, would be probably 110 to 108. Because those are kind of built in the chart. You can kind of see those. And that should be your focus all the time. Okay? Any questions? Anybody? Bueller? Okay, well, you're thinking, again, I'm not selling anything today. I'm not looking for anything today, but I do have... We do the grains and livestock report. We do have hedging software. We do part-time day trading, and we do regular hedging for equities. My new futures course is starting on Wednesday. And I see a couple of you that have been through it. You're welcome to come back at no charge, obviously. You've been invited. You've already got the invitation. And then we've automated our ag hedging, okay, through the computer model. Okay, and I've still got I've opened up a couple more if anybody wants to be a beta tester. On this model, this tells you exactly what to do, but you got to follow it. This is where a lot of people fail because they don't like when it goes against them and they start trying to outguess the market again and they don't follow the model. But this gives you the basic model that we use in an equity portfolio. It's a model to protect your downside and it can keep you in the markets all the time. And there's we try to finance it out. It keeps track of everything. But at the end of the day, it's a terrific model and it works well. But again, you got to be able to take the bad parts with the good parts, because again, bad is just until it's over. But you can't think about it because, again, you're dealing with something that you have ownership in, and you're going to have ownership in it for, you know, if you started, you know, I don't know, the weather's pretty warm. I know some planting has started somewhere, but if you started planting, you're going to own that for a long time right now. So you need to start protecting it. Okay. But again, if you need me, you can reach me at toddhorowitz@hotmail.com or bubba@bubbatrading.com. If you got any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them today. For any of you, if you've seen my schedule, my travel schedule, I'm not sure the exact date because I've been taking care of my mom. But I think it'll probably be like in mid-March. I'm going to make that jaunt and go to everywhere. So let me know, you know, is there somewhere close to where you're at? I gave you the small airports I'm going to be at. And, of course, would love to come in and say hello. And I'm probably going to do a live seminar in each one of those stops. So always looking to try to help you out. And
that is exactly correct. I'm always trying to help out. And I'm going to make this trip to Minnesota, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and Iowa. And I'm going to do that all in a week. So if you are in one of those areas and you'd like to be part of a seminar on farming and how to hedge, then certainly let me know. And if you know anything, you can let me know about places where we can hold these at. But if you're interested, let me know. I'll send you the schedule so you know what day I'm going to be in your area. But I'm actually chartering a plane and going to be a small plane and flying into all the small regional airports. And there'll be a couple of stops in the Dakotas, probably two in each. And we're going to probably do like a half a day in each location and work our way down. But I do want to educate and help everybody understand what we're trying to do and help you be better at it. So certainly I would love to come and help you out, because again, there's a lot that goes on within markets. There's a lot that goes on within the grain and livestock markets and oil and all the commodities that we use. And there's ways to take care of business. And certainly, I want to make sure that, you know, if you want to hear something, and again, there'll be no charge for these. Those will be free, and you'll get a chance to talk to me. But at the end of it, we can certainly put ourselves in a position to have a completely much better understanding of how the market works, of how the hedging model works, and how to protect our capital and make more, which is always, you know, a goal that we have here at the Bubba Show. Whether you're in trading in equities, whether you're whether you're a farmer, whether you're a producer, whatever it is you are, our absolute goal is to help you do it better. Okay, we believe in trying to help everybody better themselves. As you know, I am a big fan of financial literacy in general. I'm always very concerned about my friends, the investors, farmers, producers, everybody, because again, there's a lot of things that go on in markets that we could certainly do better if we were prepared better for. So that is always something that concerns me and disturbs me, because most of us have not had the proper training, you know. And I'm going back to high school, which is where my high school investing.com program is. And, you know, I'm trying to get that into, you know, as many high schools as I can. You know, I do finance it and pay for that myself. So I'm really obviously trying to, I think it's my lot in life to help financially educate the world. And certainly I want to make sure that you understand a lot of the things that you can do, because there are a lot of benefits to learning how to use the market to your advantage. And unfortunately, between many of the not so good ones that kind of preach fear and all this other nasty stuff, I want to show you why you never have to be afraid. I want to share with you those ideas because, again, we are much more into having people around us on a regular basis than being a hit-and-run model. We want to make sure that you understand it and that you are actually benefiting from it. That is the whole model that we do. And, of course, just if anybody knows anybody that's looking to do some advertising on the Bubba Show, we are getting about 300,000 downloads a month, and would love to looking for some advertisers that might want to partake in a show. And of course, if you know anybody, have them send them my way to Bubba@BubbaTrading.com, because we do have a pretty big network and getting bigger all the time. So I urge you to please, if you know someone, please send them my way. And again, that's you can email me at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com. In the meantime, also, we are partners in the LibertyTalk.fm station, and that's where you can download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And again, our brand new podcast, which is done, basically on the markets, and it's about weekly, but it's hosted and posted at BubbaTrading.com, and certainly I urge you to check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. We've got, a lot of good content. And, I kind of give it to you from the way that I see it. And, again, I'm not always right, but I believe that I have a great understanding of the markets and the way markets work. And as always, I love to share that with all of you so that you don't get trapped up in one of those bad situations ever again yourself. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I will be right back as we come to the end of another great show, but we'll be back at the break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, singing a song, happy to be here. And, I don't know, do we ever worry about valuations? We've seen so many things happen over the past few years that I find it funny and interesting that we have we continue to make the same mistakes over and over again. Not we, as in just you and me, but in general. We've got companies that come out like Fitbit. Fitbit, great product, great idea. Stock was trading like at $60. It's now $5. Because, first of all, it was well overhyped, number one. Number two, it's really a product, not a company. Okay? And, of course, we all remember GoPro made, a billionaire. But, again, a stock that was unbelievable, now worthless. And this is not a new thing. It happens all the time. And, it's amazing the way that some of the so-called experts try to make you believe. I believe that this is, I don't know what Snapchat's going to be. Okay. I really don't. I have no idea, but I do know they don't make any money as it is. And I don't know how they're going to monetize out. I know they're very popular, but again, so was Twitter, but Twitter didn't make any money either. I think when we go back in time, we look at Facebook. On Facebook, its IPO was out at $40. And, of course, the stock, had trouble, struggled, then went down into under 20. And then, of course, popped and is now one of the greatest stocks on the market. But, of course, it was pretty easy to figure that because they had a way to monetize right away. And they have a very wide way of things. They do things. So that was easy to figure. That they're going to be okay. LinkedIn was very similar to Facebook. It went down first, and then, of course, it went out, and then it got bought out by Microsoft because they had a purpose. They had a way to monetize. Boom, boom, boom. But these companies that don't have a way to make money, eventually you have to make money because if you if you don't make money, then your stockholders won't be happy. And, of course, your stock will go down to the toilet. And this is, again, this is not something new. This happens on a regular basis all of the time. And we all get trapped in. I mean, you remember DDD, the 3D printing company. I mean, that stock was a gazillion, and now it's, you know, 15 bucks. You know, the solar companies. First Solar at one time was 300. You know, now it's 36. And it was down as low as 15. So you can't assume what's going to happen, which goes back to, A, learning the technical analysis, which we talked about for the last, partially day and a half. But B, also understanding what the fundamentals are behind it. Because, again, we are not fundamental traders. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to find good, solid companies that do have solid fundamentals, but that also have good technicals. But we certainly don't want to get invested in a company that has no fundamentals, that can't make any money. I mean, this is the same issue as you go back into the internet bubble, where there were so many companies that you put a .com behind your name, you're automatically worth a gazillion. And of course, the problem there is that you end up, you know, with a situation that you can't make any money, and you eventually have to go out of business because you eventually run out of other people's money, or in this case, you run out of the investors' money. And these are the things. So when you're shopping, you know, if you're looking to take a shot somewhere and you want to maybe gamble a little bit, okay, then you're not as concerned about the fundamentals, but you still should be very concerned about the technicals. But if you're looking for something to invest in, you should be saying, okay, what am I going to invest in? Well, you want to invest in companies that have a strong balance sheet. You want to invest in companies that pay dividends because you'd like to compound those dividends. You want to invest in companies that you think are going to be around for a while. You know, AT&T, General Electric. I mean, I'm not saying those only, but that's the general idea. Now, you don't want to buy them until you have a technical reason to step up and buy them, because we do need the technicals to support the fundamentals that we're seeing. And that, I believe, is a problem that we don't get into. And many of us end up chasing a lot of these stocks that we really shouldn't be chasing. And, you know, we're always on the, you know, Americans, we love to be on the hope. You know, that is one of the key things that allows us to live and get up every day is hope. You know, hope is a wonderful tool that you always can feel good about, and you have the opportunity. Once you have no hope, you have nothing to do. You know, and that is why a lot of us get involved in some of these, because it's the hope for the rags to riches story. It's the hope that things are going to, turn around. And that, I think, is where we run into problems, where you don't actually run your investment portfolio as it should be, like a business, because the business of investing is really your next job, right? If you think about it, the business of investing is your next job, because the reason that you're saving and investing is to create more wealth. And the reason you're creating more wealth is either because you have a lot of money and you want to leave a legacy for your family, or you have money now and you can live, but you want to make sure that you can keep and live the same lifestyle when you're ready to quit working. And those are the reasons that people invest. And if you are continually investing in things that will not return and typically are in danger of going out of business or whatever, then what happens? Okay. Then you're sitting on the outside once again, looking in. And of course, that is a much bigger issue, because sure enough, you end up, as they say in the toy, and wondering what happened and how you're going to get out of it. And that is always something that we have to keep in mind when we want to be involved in something. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with taking small gambles on high probability shots, but you can never take your entire nest egg and do that, because if you do, you're going to end up wondering what happened. And all of a sudden, that money that you worked so hard for to save so that you could be fairly comfortable upon your retirement is no longer there. And again, this is not a uncommon mistake. This happens day in and day out. And that is and what does create the overall much bigger problem is things that happen just like that. So I urge you to be more careful and less risky at certain times, because in these markets today, taking a large amount of risk could only really lead to disaster because of where we sit right now in the markets. And this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. LibertyTalk.fm will get you a download of The Bubba Show every single day. And, of course, give you all the other content that you need. And, of course, it allows you to get the Sporting Edge as well. My brand new podcast, Done Weekly, is available at BubbaTrading.com. And I want to thank everybody for being here today. As always, it is my pleasure to present and talk to you during the day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station, right here on The Bubba Show. That'll do it for today, everybody. Thank you so much. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Good night.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.